السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل الزيت وأدهن به فإنه من شجرة مباركة. رواه الترمذي وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this verse of Surah At-Teen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken four oaths: the oath of fig, olive, and Mount Tur, where Musa alayhi salam got the Torah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Baladul Amin, meaning the holy city of Makkah Mukarramah. One thing we all have to understand, a fiqh mas'ala, that we as a servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can only take oath with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes we have to prove ourselves that I am right, I am speaking the truth, or whatever we are going to mention, that the person must understand and believe in it. That's why normally we take an oath by Allah. Allah ki qasam, jo main kehta hu sach hai. Right? So by taking an oath, a listener has to believe in that message. That's why we take the oath, right? But we can only take the oath with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. We cannot say, mere abba ki qasam, by my parents, by my children, by my wife. We cannot take the name of anyone else, any creation, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of everything. He has right to take an oath of any creation, because every creation has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in the Holy Quran, we found so many qasam and oaths of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa shams, taking the oath of the sun. Sun is created by Allah. Wa layl, taking the oath of night. Wa nahar, taking the oath of day. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala can take the oath of any creation, but we as human being cannot take the oath of anyone else except the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of four great things in this surah: fig, olive, Mount Sinai, and Makkah Mukarramah, the holy city of Saudi Arabia, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and during our lifespan, we go through with different stages of our age. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin, summa ja'ala min ba'di du'afin quwwatan, summa ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin du'fan wa shayba. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you in a state of weakness. When a child is born, he's so fragile, he's so weak, right? He cannot eat, he cannot walk, he cannot speak. That is a stage of very weakness. Then slowly by slowly, because the one of the greatest sifat and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb. Rabb meaning a being who upbringing or growing a thing with his kudrat and power. Rabbul Alameen, Rabbul Samawati wal Ard. So Rabb is the sifat or attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is slowly by slowly, you know, is increasing our strength, our power, and we becoming stronger and stronger. Then stage comes when we become very healthy, very strong. That is our youth, young age. And then middle age, manhood. Then again we're going down towards. We're becoming old. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you in a state of weakness, then develop your weakness into the strength. then develop your strength into the weakness again in old age. When a person becomes 70, 80, 90 years old, he becomes like a child. He cannot walk properly, he cannot see properly, he cannot hear properly, he cannot chew, you know, food correctly. Every limbs of the body, even brain, he cannot think, he cannot recognize, he cannot remember, he even forget the name of his own wife. She has to prove that she is his wife by taking oath again. So that is our stages, from weakness to strength and from strength to weakness again. Now the question arises, how a person becomes old? He got strength, he got power, he got weight, you know. Now how is all of a sudden he becomes gradually, he becomes a weak again? So it is said, it's proven by scientific research, that our brain produces powerful protein called metallothion. That liquid reduces, that liquid is a chemical protects our cells from the dying and cleansing the blood and keeps us young and energetic. It's all on that metallothion liquid. As long as it's producing, we are getting strong and healthier. But that is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran. After age of 35 and 40, this our brain is stops or reduces metallothion. The stock is getting lesser and lesser, no more producing like it used to produce in the young age. And that is why man becomes old, because no more production is taking place in his brain. The cells are disappearing or dying. So that's why his growth is stopped on a certain level, now is decline. He's getting weak and sick. So some doctors in Japan, because Japan is very advanced in technology and science. So many experiments, so many, you know, things has been discovered in Japan. So some of the doctors study and ponder on it, and they thought that why a person becomes old? What is the reason behind it? What is the system behind it? So they found out, after researching thousands of things, that there is a special liquid produces by the brain in the body, which I just named metallothion. After the age of 35-40, this brain stops producing, so human hair starts becoming gray and white, wrinkle appears on the face and hands, knees of the legs start paining. We have the knee pain in old age. So modern science has approved that benefits of the olive oil and nutrition and medical and cosmetic advantages, supported by Holy Quran and the Sunnah, Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It can moisturize hairs, reduces irritation of the scalp, improve blood circulation, and helps prevent premature aging. So now they thought, what is the reason for it? And if we find that out, we can make that liquid in our lab and then inject it into the body of the man so he won't get old. Because they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? They are atheists, most of the scientists, they are atheists. So that was their process, that was their thought. If we find out what is the reason of getting old, so they found out some liquid in the brain. Then they processed and they thought and researched on that thousands of times with different plants and fruits and everything. So they found, if this liquid we can produce artificially in our lab, and then inject into the body of a man, then again he'll become a young and energetic. So now after researching, for thousands of time, they found there are two types of fruits in the world which can produce the same liquid which is required to be a healthy and young. And those fruits are olive and fig. Teen was zaitun. Research further went. Now they say, what is the ratio? How much dose, how much amount we should give to the person? So they came to the conclusion after the research that it should be one fig and seven olives. One fig and seven olives, if you take every single day, inshallah, it will increase your health and your strength. So now, this seven olives and one fig. When this research, when this one fig and seven olives, how these numbers works together, they were amazed. So when this research, you know, document went to the one of the Muslim scientists in Egypt, when he read this whole research, he was amazed. Because in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned fig only one time in Surah At-Teen. Wat-teen was zaytun. Wat-teen is only mentioned in Surah At-Teen. Fig. Teen means fig. As olive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran seven times. Look at this miracle of the Holy Quran. It's a book of science as well, right? It's a book of biology. So one time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned fig, and seven times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word olive in the Quran. So he wrote the letter to Japanese scientists that you people research for so many years and spend the thousands of dollars on research, and then you people found out where our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already revealed in our Holy Quran 1400 years ago, that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the word teen, fig, only one time, but he has mentioned the word olive seven times in the Holy Quran. Two times in Suratul An'am, verse number 19 and 141. One time in Suratul Nahl, verse number 11. One time in Suratul Nur, verse number 35. One time Suratul Mu'minun, verse number 20. One time Suratul Abbas, verse number 29. And one time in Suratul Teen, Wat-teen Wat-zaytun. So there are seven ayat in the whole Quran with regard to the word of olive. So fig is a very powerful fruit. It is a full of carbohydrates but has no side effects. The best oil is the olive. So the combination of these two fruits is very helpful in providing energy to the body, increasing the amount of antioxidants and protecting against many chronic diseases. Abundant fiber in the figs relieves chronic constipation by improving bowel movements. And mixture of olive oil and fig eliminates inflammation of the stomach, intestine, and heartburn. Healthy fats in the olive oil and the antioxidants in the figs keep our blood vessels clean. The potassium in the figs balances the effect of sodium in the body and keeps blood pressure normal. It is rich in vitamin C and vitamin E, which reduces wrinkles and blemishes. Olive oil maintains liver function and reduces the risk of gallstone. Figs contains calcium, which strengthens the bones and our teeth. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths that kulu azita wa addahinu bihi fa innahu min shajaratin mubarakah, that
he encouraged us to eat fig and olive oil. There are several hadiths. I just quoted one. He said, season your body with olive oil. You know, you rub it on your body, massage it, and oint it, and you eat with your food. For it comes from the blessed tree, Shajarati Mubaraka. This anti-aging tonic is very effective if one uses it in correct manner. Now, scientifically, after the research, it has been proven that how we should use fig and olive in our daily basis. First method, soak one fig in the water in the jar at night. Keep it overnight. In the morning, with the empty stomach, before Fajr Salat, if you wake up, and eat that fig, drink that water, leftover water, and then eat 7 olives by chewing. So soak the one fig every night, leave it overnight. In the morning with the empty stomach, eat that fig and drink that leftover water, and then eat the 7 olives, chew it. The overnight soaking of the fig in the water will reduce the heat of the fig and normalize it, and its powerful nutrients will run in our blood cells. The second method is you can use one fig with 7 spoons of extra virgin olive oil. If you don't have whole olive, go to the Walmart or any store, Costco, get extra virgin olive oil. So you eat one fig, whether it's dry or is fresh, doesn't matter. Even the dry fig available in the markets. So one fig and 7 spoons of extra virgin olive oil every morning. This method will activate methylothion present in our brain. It will reactivate. Third method of using it. Directly consumption meaning to eat fig and olives together. One time, put one fig and 7 olives together. Your mouth should be like hippopotamus. Put together and chew it together. When these chemicals of these two fruits will mix with the saliva, it reacts then in the brain and the body, and powerful anti-aging reactions starts to occur inside. The fourth, it is for those who have severe digestive and gluten issues. How they should use it? Take one fig and 7 olives and make a fine paste in the blender. Blend it with lukewarm water to make smoothies. And this smoothies paste instantly heals your stomach and intestine wounds. If you have ulcer or your intestine is you have heartburn or this kind of disease. So this paste or this smoothie will instantly heal the stomach problem, the stomach heartburn and the ulcer. Fifth, you dip a fig pieces in the olive oil. Take a jar, dip the fig pieces in the olive oil jar and close this jar and keep it for a few days. And then eat one piece from it every single day in the morning. So soak it with the olive oil, the figs, and then keep it for few days. And then after that, every day, take one piece of the fig. Because in few days, that olive oil will suck into the fig. Now you don't have to drink the olive separately. Just eat one fig in the morning. It will be already soaked into the olive oil together. So that will be sufficient. This is the fifth method of using these two fruits combination, fig and olive together. I mentioned 5 different methods of using because there are 5 times salat compulsory on a day. So that is, I think, sufficient. And eat one piece from it every day in the morning. So with an empty stomach, sugar and diabetes patients should consult their doctor before using it. So those people who are suffering from sugar or diabetes, they should not just start because Imam said, I must do it. I am not responsible, I am not a doctor. So don't blame me if you get problem. So if you have sugar problem, consult your doctor first that I want to use this method, fig and olive together, and get his advice if he's allow you to use it, because there is a natural sugar, not artificial, natural sugar and carbohydrate in the fig. So this is the benefits of using a fig and the seven olives together in every day, in morning time with empty stomach. And shifa comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because this is the matching with the Holy Quran and the Mubarak Sunnah and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that is why that is the more lot of barakat and blessing in this natural medicine which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for our health, for our benefit. So follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah this will have no side effect. And those people who are suffering from any kind of disease, inshallah, through this medicine, as a sabab, as a means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him strength and power and cure himself. There are so many other things, Surah At-Tin, inshallah, I will continue next Friday. Allah give us tawfiq.